Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Star reboots. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship La Serena and its elderly passenger, Starcrit Picard. And this is your former captain here, filling out some Paramount Plus content and collecting a paycheck. And joining me this week are a bunch of synth-hating humans in the 24th century and your players. To my far left, an android with the will to live. It's Jabert jammering away his jam from.
Don't kill me, Patrick. Don't kill me.
Nope.
I have so much to live for. No.
And across the digital table from me, a secret agent Vulcan bent on destruction. It smiles, make him believe it's redacted.
Good evening.
And to my right, Data's daughter and River Tam stand-in. Why, it's Tyler talking as Prayed here.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, the brash space pilot straight off of the Millennium Falcon. We've got Drew Dine plays Zilix Thel.
I sure hope I don't get another job that writes me out of season 3.
And across from him, 7 of 9 here, ready to kick some undead Borg butt. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello.
Yeah. Picard. Rolling out Patrick Stewart. We just got notification that he is going to continue to play Charles Xavier the next couple movies, just nonstop.
He doesn't have to stand up to do it, so, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel sad for Professor Xavier. He's not a real person.
No, I'm just thinking back to all the times that he ran in Picard season 1 and he looked like the ancientest, oldest person.
Yeah.
Well, he is. How old is he?
He's like 400,000 years old.
84 years young.
That man has been bald like my entire life.
That's right.
Well, he's been bald for most of his life. I think he went bald at 19.
I don't think it was 19.
It was really, really young.
It was young. I don't know if it was that young.
Oh, Patrick. What a great name. Patrick Stewart. He's got two first names.
That's why I don't trust him.
No one would have given him any acting jobs if he was Stuart Patrick. No, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
We're hanging in there.
Oh, boy, that good, huh?
It's that we almost made it to Friday energy. We're recording on a different night, and the vibe is general exhaustion.
The Thursday night records are always a little saucier, gang, and I don't think that's going to be any different tonight.
Oh, is today Thursday? Oh, man.
I know, right?
Well, let's get back to it. Let's get to gaming. Remember gaming? We're going to be gaming.
Oh, yeah? Is that what we're doing?
Gaming.
We're gaming.
Gonna have some gaming going on. But before we do that, we got to talk about what happened last time on Cosmic Crit. Last time on Cosmic Crit, we're still mid-combat with an ambush from Culling Shadow Killers in a shuttle in the mountains to the east of your charter. While you were able to take down some of the Draelic foes, the Balrog robot was able to close the shuttle door and destroy its controls. After the Culling Shadow cultists were killed, though, the screens lit up on the shuttle with a female Draelic. After a countdown of 30 seconds had started, leading to an explosion, Jamfram tried to open the shuttle doors while redacted, and then Asher tried to hack into the shuttle's console. After finding the explosive device inside a pod, Asher and Sky disarmed the bomb with an engineering check, and you all escaped the shuttle alive. What's wrong with that?
10 out of 10.
Time
that looks like 100% correct.
10 yeah. out of I'm, 10.
I concur.
This man sure? knows how to last time on.
Are you sure we all survived?
Oh, you foolish fools.
I might have been close. I might have been limping on one hit point, but I was. Oh, I guess I'm technically undead. Oh,
there's one.
Now four more. No, yeah, this is I like to throw one of these every once in a while, and you guys didn't take the bait.
Well, let's look.
Wait.
It's all right.
Look beyond.
Let's spend 30 minutes trying to just pick it on Patrick's grammar until we get a reroll.
Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah, he's sure to give us a reroll then.
Reroll granted.
Whee.
This week's episode starts with the old landing back in Viridian Colony, back in your home spaceport in the fields behind the Willowanth farm. Nearby the Peridot Peregrine, you see a shiny packed worlds starship docked in the port. And when we last left off, you all had a message from Ezrin Shire that needed to hurry back to the capital because an emissary from Absalom had arrived on planet and was looking for a meeting.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
In all the wrong places.
Yeah. So would you like to head back in immediately to the old government buildings of Viridian Colony?
I don't know. I'm covered in my own undead blood. Can I take a shower real quick?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Change my clothes. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you guys get in a big old fight a couple hours ago. So you take some time to rest and maybe do some shopping.
I would like to do some shopping. Yep.
After you.
That sounded insincere. Like, yeah, I really want to do some shopping.
See, to me, it sounded like PCs be shopping.
Dude, Praetor be shopping. Just what he'd be shopping. What he does. You know, every time he almost dies, he goes shopping. And he always be shopping. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about Praetor. He always be shopping.
Always be shopping.
Yeah.
ABS.
No, I bought an Aeon Stone.
Oh. What kind?
It is called the Lucinite Rose. That's a cool Aeon Stone where I can use it twice a day, and if I do use it, it negates any bonuses enemies get from my charm spells if my party is like threatening them or doing bad things to them. So normally if I try to charm somebody and you guys like are weaving a weapon in its face, they get like a massive bonus to that charm spell. This will negate that.
Well, that's pretty easy include.
Pretty nice, but it's expensive. It's like 10 grand.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my gosh.
I know.
This right. Economy?
And yeah.
Yeah. Starfinder economy.
It's all right. I took out a loan with the Aspis Consortium. I'm sure that will just go fine for me.
this is going to go great. Don't worry. This
is going to
be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you guys are all reconvened in your official best, I guess, you can meet up with Ezrin Shire, who's entertaining what looks like a group of folks from Absalom Station. You see a female woman who... I'm realizing I don't think I grabbed.
I hope that you wouldn't have grabbed.
Yo, Patrick, control it, Patrick. It's, come on. Whoa.
It's 2025, bud.
It's 325.
You're grabbing female women up in here?
If we want to be real technical about it, but in real life, 325, it was probably fine to grab women back then. It was a backwards time, but
yeah.
In 2025, not so much. No, female human at the kind of head of the table by Ezrin Shire, and you see she's flanked by a female Pathra, a female Usoki, and what looks like a male Kasothan, kind of sitting at the end of the table down there with Ezrin Shire. And as you guys come in, Ezrin Shire will introduce you all, and the human stands up and says, "Hello, I am Pact Emissary Dalia Adamake. It is a pleasure to meet you all and finally see this planet and Viridian with my own eyes."
It's a pleasure to meet you. I am Praetor, elected head of something, and this is...
Viridian Colony?
Yeah, I see you've done your research.
That's the name of this place.
And these are my close allies, Asher and Sky, Jam from Redacted, and Zilix.
Well, I'm sorry. Did you say her last name is Adam McKay?
Adamake?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna, like, wrote it down. It looks like Adam McKay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. As I did a, she used to make movies. You might have heard of one called Monet Boule.
I'm guessing it's Adam Ake. It's A-D-A-M-A-K-E. What if it was Adam Ake? Or Ada Make? Ada Make, actually. Ada Make doesn't sound bad, but Adam Ake. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I'm going for it. Oh. Well, yes, it's we've heard so much about you from Mr. Shire here. Well, I would love to get a tour of the colony if you all are up for it. We understand we're catching you coming off of an adventure, it seems like. Is that right? Are you all able to walk around and perhaps show us your colony?
Yeah, no. Oh, yes. I mean, we just narrowly dodged a bomb. But we all are here, so I think a tour of our Viridian colony would be a good decompression from. As long as you promise you're not cultists of the Culling Shadow, that is, you know.
Yep, definitely not that. You see the Kasothan steeple, their fingers. No, he's just kidding. We do not know really what that is, but we would like to. And beyond that, we are interested in hearing all about the troubles you've faced these last few years. But perhaps you can, what is this Culling Shadow? Can you tell us what you all have been through? They've tried to kill you several times now.
Oh yeah, it's just a small group of extremists that are dedicated to witnessing the entity called the Culling Shadow sweep through the system and exterminate all life that it does, like every 100 years or something like that. Is it 100 or 1,000?
Longer than 100 years, man.
It's 1,000 years. Every 1,000 years.
It's a hundo. It's okay, hundo.
See, don't ever correct me again, Zilix. Don't ever correct me again. Especially in front of the ambassadors.
I fell
That's really rude.
In that meeting. I'm sorry.
Okay, I understand. I fall. Every 100 years, using negative energy radiation, sort of a deal, and these cultists are big fans of it.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty bad. But beyond that, several of us in the Pact Worlds government, we have followed the colonization here in Galarian with a great deal of interest. I would like to talk as well as we tour around, perhaps with some of your settlement's people. Yeah. And we do have some deeper work that needs to be done, digging into your books a little bit, if that is all right with you.
Yeah, that's all right. Although I will say, if you're interested in maximizing your investment, I would wait until the Culling Shadow comes through and kills us all, and then there'll just be a bunch of empty buildings, and then you can just swoop in and
you got 300 years of easy development, easy living.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
well. That would be the worst case scenario. We don't want to lose colonists, but or some of the great work that you've done here. I'm here to try and help you all garner support for New Galarian, for your colony back in Absalom Station. And just my making this trip here, we also are hoping that we will light a fire under the Viscarium to perhaps throw some of their military support behind the colony.
Are you only visiting Viridian, or are there other colonies?
There are some more emissaries that are coming down to the planet, but it does seem like you all have had the most run-ins with this Culling Shadow. So I would like to speak with you, and yeah, we have some mutual friends and your benefactors at Tyrell Industries. But yes, beyond that, I'm wondering how you all have been getting along with the other colonies. I can see in this last year, from what Ezrand told us, you all helped Plostov out. It was on the brink, perhaps, of dissolution. Have there been any other similar problems here in Viridian?
No, not as bad as Plostov was, certainly mm-hmm. not. We've had our share of internal conflict, but that is what happens when you take a few thousand people and put them on a strange planet.
Any other conflicts with... And stop being fake and start being real. Real planet. Have you had any problems with any other colonies?
Well, the colony that's backed by the Aspis Consortium has certainly been a you know, they hired a spy to make my life a just living slice of torment. But we've mended some bridges there, so I feel like, at least for the time being, that relationship is stabilized. And there's also a very, very uppity individual to the west that I cannot stand. But besides that, relationships, especially with our neighbors to the south, have been good.
So yeah, this is going on for a while, and this conversation as you guys are walking around the colony here. Why don't you make me a diplomacy check, Tyler, see if you're making a good impression, and what the emissaries.
Let me just use my I spent some time online before we started, and I think I installed a plugin for loaded dice, so I'm going to try that. I'm going to try rolling my loaded dice. So.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, they're working.
They're working.
We got a 33.
High side of the dice.
They're working here.
DC 30. So this is a success here. Emissary seems pretty happy with your responses and with what they've seen of the colony so far. But yeah, as you're walking around, Jamfram, the Pathra attaché pulls you aside, maybe down, you know, under the auspices of looking at the Viridian Library a little closer. It's like, I gather are you the security chief here? Are you Praedir's protector?
You've sussed me out well. I take great pride in El Presidente's personal and bodily safety and his hygiene.
Do you have your Primex's ear? Does Praedir listen to you?
Well, let's say yes.
But my name is Brissa, and I work very close with the emissary here, Adamake. And she won't tell you this, but the rumor is that any negotiations New Galarian and the Vescarium are about to have are likely to be conducted by Brigadier Sharagorozazar Assad. And I must tell you, you cannot trust him. He's very dangerous. Any kind of leeway you give him, it will just be playing into the Vescarium's hands here.
I see. Well, surely the Praedir would want to hear about this.
I cannot bring it up in front. I cannot bring it up in front of the emissary. She would not say something like this for fear of souring relations, but you must understand my family has already suffered firsthand from Brigadier Assad's ambitions, and any pragmatic lens you could cast over his actions will never truly mask the pain I know that reptile is capable of causing. but just be so forewarned. He is a dangerous man.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I will indeed bring this to Praedir's attention the first chance I get, when he definitely listens to me next time. Because he, you know, he's always listening to me. He's always telling me, Jamfram, I like what you say, and I like it when you say it. And he says that sometimes.
You guys meet back up with the group. What's the first thing that Praedir says to him?
Wait, what's the first thing that Praedir says to me?
Yes, to the Tyler.
From I was just telling everyone how I miss the sound of your voice.
Guess what I heard? I heard a little rumor. Now everyone wants to hear me talk. I get to talk now. I am the captain.
Yeah, no, I won't do that. That's silly. Can you imagine?
I said, yes, captain. Well, you're not a captain. You're the president. Yes, Mr. Manager.
I think I'm like the prime executive or whatever we call it. Is.
Yeah.
Primex.
Primex, we have much to discuss with in private. Anyway.
Oh, I'll bring the wine.
Attempting not to be too awkward about it. Surely succeeding. I give the lady who pulled me aside a good wink. Wink. And I tell her, it's in the bag.
Brissa the Pathra rolls her eyes, but before long, the emissary Aramake says that she's going to give her and her staff the night off to kind of just explore and experience Viridian, and we'll hope to meet back up with you guys tomorrow. If you're free, she invites you to meet on her ship, her starship, maybe for lunch tomorrow. Do a little lunch meeting.
A little brunch. Love it.
No.
No.
Lunch.
No. There not will not brunch. Be any eggs. If I see one egg.
Not a breakfast God. Material will be served. She's like, it will be in the PM. It is happening PM styles. Yeah. Yeah. Anything you guys want to do before then?
No, I can't think about.
Take a nap.
Did you want to tell him about your bird or no?
No.
It'd be funny if you're like, yeah, don't worry about it. I got this. And then forget about it immediately.
Yes. Oh, Captain, I almost forgot. Captain, I almost forgot. I knock on your door when you're not in the shower. When you're definitely not in the shower. Excuse me, Captain. It's like, oh my.
Tyler, where's Pradier when he knocks on your door?
Yeah, I'm in like a healing tank because I'm on one hit point. So I'm like, but it's like a bath. It's a bathtub, but it's actually full of healing serums. It's my healing serum spa day. So yeah,
is that back to tank?
Yeah, it's like a. Yeah, it's like a back to bath.
Yeah, a bath to tank. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll I come in and say, may I come in, Your Excellency, yeah. And I'll shut the door behind me so that no one hears my secrets. What is it
that you have to say that you would interrupt my BBC?
My goodness. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, Your Excellency. I never wanted to interrupt your BBC time.
Yes, my bath cure. Thank you.
Yes. What was I going to say? I'm all flustered now.
I'm really hoping that Jabert actually forgot what was told to him. I need you to exactly recite what you remember from that conversation we had 5 minutes ago.
The Petra envoy took an opportunity to pull me aside. Of course, I told her how you always take my advice and you never like listen to what I say and then just do the opposite thing. You never do it. You don't because we don't do that. That's not what we do.
No.
But she did have a warning, and she warned me to beware of someone.
Someone
that there's treachery afoot. And that there's like a general who is like a bad guy, and this bad guy, ooh, you don't want to trust him. So just be on the lookout for generals.
Okay.
Just be on the lookout for generals.
Any general. So let me get this straight. There is an individual. Do we have a gender?
There was one, Captain. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's fine. So we're working on, we have a general, just a straight bad guy.
I think something about a lizard, maybe. I think it was like a lizard person.
Okay. It sounds like you're describing a Vesk.
Probably a big lizard. Yes, that sounds right. Maybe a lizard, a general lizard who's from the Vescarium. That sounds familiar. Yes. Just
give me okay. Jabert one syllable of his name. Gah, yes, you're right.
Garev Narv. So damn, yes.
You had beware it right with Gah. Tragazosa Isod.
Tragazosa, that's the one.
You'd think I'm just making this up, just throwing random stuff out there, but no, it's
a real name.
Tragazosa.
His name was Chicago. Shrogaz is I'm having trouble remembering how to pronounce it. I've only seen it written, you see. So
in all those Vesk books that I've read.
Yeah, Shrogazosa is odd.
That's right. If I recall correctly, she like dropped a note on the ground and I think I read the note. Anyway, so this was a very important job. This is why you always use me to pass notes to the president.
Did the Pathra indicate any particular reason why we're supposed to be being very aware of General Azad?
Well,
yes, she offered many reasons.
Are all of them like biased because of what the Vesk have done to like the Pothra people?
Have the Vesk done things to the Pothra people?
I'm pretty sure the Vesk have done bad things to the Pothra people.
It was probably related to the bad things that the Vesk did to the Pothra people.
Okay.
It seems like it's very likely that it was related to that, but she seemed very serious and not like she just didn't like him because he was a lizard. Although cats don't like lizards, so do with that what you will.
Well, okay.
I'll be back tomorrow with another report.
I
thank you for promoting me to your spy master. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no.
I'm good at this job.
Okay. Yes. I mean, I'm glad that they discussed this with you. I'm glad you brought it to my attention. And you know, at least we'll be going into whatever meeting is about to happen with a little bit more information than I used to have.
Yes. Well, if you'll excuse me, my eyes are watering a little bit from all these healing serums in here. The vapors are just making me a little lightheaded, I think. Oh,
I understand.
I gotta get out of here.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm glad I didn't just say Jamperman parts the information next scene.
So just some context for the players. The Vesk literally bombed the Pasha's home planet from orbit. They literally just like carpet bombed it.
Yeah, that's not good. They're our allies. we love the Vescarium, and you need their help to protect your planet now.
Yeah. So a lot of them died. They're not big fans of the Vesk.
Yeah.
In Starfinder 2E, Pathra has gotten its independence.
Oh, that's nice.
I think they threw off the shackles, or they're in the process of it.
It's pretty safe to assume that if there's a homeworld in the Vescarium, unless it's the one that the Skittermanders are from, it was conquered very violently.
God, the Skittermanders are so cool.
The Skittermanders were just like, sure, whatever, new friends. So they didn't really, there wasn't really too much of a problem.
They're like shining the boots as they're getting curb stomped. They're like, let me help you with that, sir. Yes, indeedy.
Anyway.
Right. So the next day you guys are invited to the Concord, the Absalom starship docked in your port for a private lunch meeting. Indeed, you see.
I know there was not a lot of information there, but could Prater look up General Isode? Try to get any extra information to use?
Give me.
Could Jamfram get a mimosa?
Give me. Give me a culture check.
Bloody Marys.
Ooh.
A cup of coffee.
I don't have loaded dice for culture checks. So sorry.
You can eat French toast for lunch.
Yeah, sure.
Do that.
I like French toast for dinner and lunch.
Damn.
But never breakfast.
It's not a brunch thing.
No.
It doesn't have to be a brunch thing.
23.
Yeah. I think perhaps just some like general things you might be able to glean online or from other people. He's a Vesk Brigadier career gentleman who's got his own
reality TV show.
Dreadnought.
Ooh.
Maybe they're
exciting than a
photos online of him in like a hunting hall with like tons of animal heads on his wall, kinds of weird freaky lizards and stuff, giant lizards.
Okay.
Tigers.
Oh my.
Lions. Lizards. Yeah. Okay. So you guys are invited on board the ship, and I don't think that her attaches are there. So Dalia Adamake welcomes you on board, and you can smell maybe some things pre-cooking. But she brings you on board the Concord, which is a very modified Stangeville Vagabond starship. But there's a spacious meeting room right next to a fully stocked kitchen that is attached. And she says, well, welcome aboard, Viridians. I always say I find that a full stomach with some freshly frozen and cooked Castrovellian foods
brought here straight from the Pact will help us discuss the work that we still have to do. I'm going to be making a large stew. Vegetables, stocks, meats, cheeses. Are you all hungry? Did anyone have a pre-lunch meal of some sort that shall but not be named?
No, I'm starving. So
this is my first meal, so it will be breakfast.
This is your first meal ever?
Ever.
What? It's really... That's not how it works. It's the time of day when you have the meal, not the order that you eat them.
I don't think that's true.
Are you, Lady Adamake, are you not familiar with Grey Anatomy?
I have never seen Grey Anatomy.
So it's very interesting. The Grey actually perish and revitalize every day. So in a very interesting way, this is his first meal ever. Or its first meal ever, I should say.
Okay, well, you all talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic, the impending doom of the Culling Shadow.
Oh, boring.
But she moves back over to the kitchenette area where she's still prepping food.
I immediately just start talking about whether a hot dog is a sandwich.
There's some...
I can't believe you've done this.
Some light Triaxian jazz playing over the comms nearby, and you hear chopping. She's chopping away in there.
Triaxian jazz is the best because there's always a dragon playing a saxophone. And
those cats know how to jam.
and the dragon rider's up there like scatting and tap dancing on the dragon scales. It's great.
Someone's playing like a dragon's dorsal plates like a xylophone. That's an every Triaxian jazz song.
It's really a special thing.
I feel like we've explored like all the planets musical stuff throughout the years of playing Cosmic Current. I was like, I gotta give Triaxia something. Jazz makes sense. Yeah, they've got, it could be hot, it could be cold there, you know, so you got two different kinds of jazz. This is cold wintry jazz.
Oh yeah, this is cozy jazz.
Chill cozy Triaxian jazz to study and or make treaties by 10 hours. So as she's cooking, she calls out to you and says, so first let me say that the reports that you all and the other colonies have sent back have led the Pax Council send me out here. They believe that this Culling Shadow business is indeed likely a very credible threat, and they want to intervene. They want to help. And obviously there's all kinds of problems with trying to come to an agreement on what that help looks like.
Well, it wouldn't be politics if we all agreed on something right away.
Well, you all know there's so many factions within the council. It's a very hard sell with the station itself still recovering from the Civ invasion a few years back. There's some a brief second where she's like, one second, and there's like a blender that's like rah, 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 rah.
the scatting is like hitting a crescendo in the song. It's
all that scat man dragons. Scat dragon crothers.
Oh no.
So much canon stuff being I hope you're taking notes on this, Rebecca. Who was the singer for the Triaxian jazz song?
I did write down Triaxian jazz. So.
Oh my goodness.
Don't want to forget that.
Oh gosh. Yeah, Project Horizon and this colonization, well, it was a massive undertaking that we and our contemporaries in the Viscarium, we are immensely proud of. But once we sold the charter settlement rights, we had assumed that the extent of our involvement would be through mutually beneficial trade. She kind of punctuates that statement by dropping a whole bunch of raw, sliced up veggies into a pot of boiling water. The Pact Worlds and Absalom's station.
What kind of soup is this? What kind of soup is this?
She's gonna serve us vegetables in. Oh man, we're eating raw vegetable soup, aren't we? We're eating raw vegetable water.
They're getting boiled right now.
It's hot vegetable water is what it is.
No, there's going to be cream and stuff. No one has any dietary things, right?
No. The rest of the Anglo sisters are in there. Oh, no.
It'd be funny if you like mentioned you have like a shellfish allergy. Your character has a deadly shellfish allergy. I'd be like, oh, no, you ate shellfish 18 times already in this campaign. I need you to make me 18 fortitude saves. We're going to 18 anaphylactic shocks.
I have asthma, but I don't think that counts.
Nope. Yes, the Pact Worlds, well, they do not have unlimited funds, and the council sent me here to assess whether they could really afford further investment into New Galarion, whether it's warranted. And believe me, the most cynical amongst the council believe it is not. What do you have to say to that, Viridians?
I'm sorry, I spaced out. What?
They don't want to... Many on the council don't want to fund New Galarion, especially if it is possible that it is about to get wiped out by an existential threat from space. They're kind of sick of that on Absalom.
Oh, well, I mean, to be fair, we're not too wild about it over here either, but the fact of the matter remains is whether you fund it now or or wait and fund it later. Unless they wanted to just give up entirely on this system and allow competing entities to move in and try to take up all the resources themselves, I think that they are kind of, their decision has, I hate to say, has been made for them, but I feel like there really is only a single correct course of action here.
You watch as she stirs in bloomed and heated up fragrances and spices into the pot. From those aspects of the council members' points of view, the resources that they would be sending out here could perhaps be better put to use in other smaller but integral members of the Pact Worlds, as well as other protectorates. Knowing your system is due to expire in disaster, perhaps imminently, that has seemingly happened again and again, does not inspire much faith in them.
I think it is understandable. It is difficult to wrap your head around the benefits when with something that is so far away, something that has so many unknowables attached to it. I'm certain that investments in places that have a much closer proximity to Absalom are surely more appealing. But there are things here that have great potential for investment that I think folks have not realized. And I think, and Praetor will mention, you know, some of the things that we've come across, the golden blooms, we've like carved creatures and found other things that have had like, you know, I can't remember the names of them all, but there have been a lot of things where, you know, we haven't been able to deploy a lot of resources into fully investigating them, but have unique properties that, you know, can obviously be taken advantage of, but that can't happen. And those things can't be, you know, obviously fully materialized unless more investment is made.
After a while, she brings out some bowls, some spoons, some other fine tableware, and then puts it out in front of you and brings over a big old pot and starts serving you up. I want to tell you, it isn't all bad news, though. There, the Pact Council is willing to send a great deal of support to New Galarion in exchange for the right to levy taxation on intersystem commerce conducted from New Galarion to other worlds at a rate of 30%. I see a lot of potential here and would hate to see it destroyed, but as you should know by now, the wheels of politics are greased with credits. A 30% tariff. No one's ever heard of that before. It's seemingly crazy, but what do you say to that, Pray Dear? This adventure was written... like 4 years ago or 3 years ago, right?
Reminding everybody when this was written.
just a quick reminder.
It's a crazy idea. I don't think it will ever work, and we probably shouldn't do that. Is just what Jamfram thinks, but you know.
Well,
I'm not the president. I mean, prime executor.
Just double check in here. Yeah. 2022 is when Planetfall came out.
How prophetic. Somebody give that person a raise. You know, I think Prater will say, I fully understand that investments and or what is invested in must prove that its investment was financially worth it. 30% is, especially on trade coming out of the system, is going to drastically reduce the interest in trade coming from outside the system. If the goal here is to make sure that New Galarian and the worlds therein can't compete with some of the other systems, then I think a 30% taxation is a wonderful idea. But if the idea is to have a strong center of commerce here, I think that if they rethink this economic decision, they will find that a much lower rate of taxation will end up with a much higher financial yield over the course of the investment period.
Does anyone have profession accountant? Or want to make me a culture check? Because I can tell you all about tariffs. If your character knows about tariffs.
I've been told that they do not cause inflation. So I've been told that the other country actually pays for it. So, you know, it's probably fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Asher and Sky, you've rolled pretty well here. Prater knows this as well. That rate indeed is a bit too high. It would likely be an onerous burden to the smaller industries here on the planet. Like, they'd basically not be able to trade at all off planet. Only, you know, larger businesses like Zanilia or Aspis Consortium, yeah, they'd probably be the only ones being able to make a profit and benefiting from these extreme tariffs.
Well, we certainly don't want that.
What, the drug companies and the giant conglomerations making tons of money? Don't you understand how this works, Rebecca? You gotta grease them wheels. You gotta grease them wheels. Yeah, no, but if you guys want to get into the nitty gritty of making some diplomacy checks, you can start arguing the emissary down, perhaps, or some other checks to perhaps explain the importance of New Galarian. I will hear other skill checks besides diplomacy if you have them.
I don't know that intimidated is exactly the skill that I'm like,
give me lower taxes.
Well, I mean, my intention here is to say something along the lines of, now see here, the pact may have fallen on hard times, but they have a responsibility to these people, these colonists they've sent out here to the farthest ends of space and, you know, thousands of light years from their homes. And now the pact has decided that they want to try to extort these people. This is highway robbery, plain and simple. I say, I can't. I won't stand for it. You know, but not like I threaten you, but like I'm trying to embarrass her into back.
Point your sword at her. Point your sword at her.
And then also pull out my gun.
Yeah.
Make that roll, but Miles, I see you rolled a natural one on diplomacy.
Yeah, I would imagine at that point, Redacted just opens Redacted's mouth and just food falls out.
Jabert rolled a 19. I was setting this difficulty high, and that is a success. Yeah. Ooh. Emissary Adamake is pretty moved. She's like, I understand. I'm the one that you would shoot in this situation, Jamfram, for I am the messenger of the Pact Council, but I just want you to understand that even if there is no deal that can be reached, the Council is willing to aid
this world in a limited evacuation of New Galarion as a humanitarian effort if things were to fall through. Families with children, perhaps older residents, would be able to escape the...
Here in New Galarion, it's actually...
destruction.
It's actually middle-aged people first. Children and the
middle-aged, died once. People first. If you've died more than once, yeah, sorry, out of luck.
Childless people who went to Coachella last year, the first,
lots of people.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to make a diplomacy check?
I was going to ask if I could use computers to draw up some fancy graphs and speculative maths, if you will, showing the expected trajectory we would be setting ourselves on with this 30% terrified yet.
Speculative maths is like the polite way that my professor told me like last week that I was doing the problem very wrong. I like that speculative math, but
this is the one time I'm like kind of depressed. Rebecca didn't suggest interpretive dance for.
Oh no!
I could have.
Bring out your Excel spreadsheet, nerd.
Patrick, can I use my loaded dice for this diplomacy roll?
Ooh, that's a fail from Rebecca. A real life dice?
No, my digital loaded dice.
You know what? Sure. Worked out for you.
You're the best.
Four. Oh my gosh.
I appreciate you and everything that you stand for.
He wasn't lying. Another 19. 19 is, definitely a success here. Yeah. So you're able to argue her down to a tax rate of 25%. But after dinner, she is willing to continue to meet with you guys and learn more about the colony. Do you want to keep working on getting that number down?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Zilix uses his intelligent nanites to suddenly become an expert in diplomacy, and he can roll one too.
Ooh.
It's 24.
Not that expert. No, I'm just kidding. I think that's going to be enough with the bonuses that you have here. Beep, boop, boop. Yep. Miles, if you want a skill that you may actually be good in, you can show some of the schematics for the Necropositrine Ray. This technology developed like here on
computers planet. Check.
Engineering. Okay. Or I think engineering.
Or piloting, so I can show what happens if the preferred discount isn't applied.
You're just gonna drive away?
No. Gonna drive over.
No, make me engineering.
All right, 27.
Okay, yeah. So why don't you guys all do one more round of the checks if you want to continue on the negotiations the following day, basically what you've done here. I'll tell you how much you can argue her down.
Is my computer that I rolled a 27 again, is that by any chance one off?
Both of them are, yes.
Because I have an Aeon Stone that makes it so that it counts.
Well, look at you. That's two successes because these are on different days.
Yay!
The second one. Jabert, you want to yell at her some more? You want to be mean some more, Jabert?
Oh, wow. I mean, she's the one who's sitting here threatening to shut down our operation.
She doesn't make the tariffs.
Of course she does.
She's just following orders, Jabert.
She decides it. She's the decider. I'm gonna do a muscly display and show her my sick ripped abs and see if that changes her tune.
Whoa!
This is the equivalent of interpretive dance. Oh, hey, that's a success.
Very impressive. I don't know if it's gonna get us a lower tax rate, but
look how good I can swim. She just rips up the trade agreement. Zilix, you want to make another diplomacy?
Yeah, I got to use my ability again because it's the next day, but that's fine because I got a lot more points back. So Zilix starts to dance.
Two.
And his tail whips around back and forth.
Well, okay. You've got to...
All right, Patrick, I'll yell at her again.
You've got a episode reroll, Drew, everyone else.
party. How do you feel about me using the reroll for this?
Do it. I mean, it's a decent bonus. It's a decent bonus.
It can't be any worse, right?
Oh my god.
it looked like it was going to roll on the 16.
Yeah, that's fail. Tyler, another round of diplomacy.
Sure. Can do.
The Diplo Man. Oh, but
I forgot to use my dice.
You didn't say you're using your looted diplomacy.
Can I use our reroll?
No.
Oh, no. Drew just
used it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I spaced out.
Stop spacing out. Play the game
now. I'm so sorry.
I'm just kidding. 24 is a success because you guys have a plus four.
Oh, nice.
For the support from the other colonies that you've made some deals with and helped out this book. Yeah, after a couple of days of negotiating, yeah, you see very slowly Adamake kind of agreeing with you more and more and talking with how important New Galarion is. And at the end, as they're getting ready to head back to the pack, she says, "Well, it has been an amazing visit here. I must thank you all for explaining to me, well, just how many terrible things have happened to you and your colony over these last few years. How incalculably important this place is. This planet is just an invaluable link to our past, and it's showing up out of nowhere is indeed nothing but miraculous. And the work that you've done here in settling this place, well, it needs to be represented to the council, to the Primex, and I am going to make sure to tell them that. I believe with what you have provided them here, we can convince the council that helping New Galarion is indeed in the best interest of the Pact World's safety, as this Culling Shadow organization seems to have several starships, and they do not want them coming to Absalom Station next, not with our fleet in disarray still. So, yes, I will be in touch shortly, and hopefully your sponsors at Tyrell Inc. will give you some more information as well soon, and from what I hear, in person. That's right, Knack, Feldspar, and Raimi Quindar here on New Galarion. Isn't that going to be exciting for everyone?
Whee! Okay. I think the last time a bunch of famous people showed up, we had a very terrible time, and one of them got lost, so...
Well, there's so many members of the Drift Rider crew already here adventuring on the planet. It just sounded like the two Corpo heads, Knack and Raimi, were getting bored in the boardroom. So, yes, expect their arrival shortly. Great.
I can't wait for them to come here and make this planet their personal side project.
As you guys are saying goodbye here at the space station. It's going to be the
rumpus room all over again.
There's a starship that's landing in a pad next to yours. And
playing the song, playing the famous intergalactic hit Rumpus Bumpus.
You just see like a family of Kasothans disembark from it. It's like, oh, that would have been very good timing if that was Knack and Raimi, but no, they'll probably save that for when you're least excited or prepared for guests. They'll just show up and be like, "We sleep on your couch,"
as they're wont to do.
I love my father, but when the times he chooses to come visit, it's just like, oh no.
Oh, no.
That weekend, oh no.
You say you're already on the way over. Ah, great. This is excellent.
Yeah, so she shakes your hand. You guys have bartered her down from 30% world-ending tariffs to 0%. Oh. Just getting the help from the Pack Worlds. Yeah, you guys did very well on these.
Awesome. I was expecting rolls. At least 5.
I was expecting him to say, "You got her down to 25%. So have fun with that."
Yeah.
Have fun with your trade war with your closest ally. What an idiot!
Written in 2022, gang. 2022.
Written in 2022. Yeah.
I mean, it was probably written in like 2021, like way earlier. But yeah, published this book might have come out in early 2023, but yeah, so
wild stuff.
She disembarks to head back to Absalom Station, and you know, it'll probably still be another month or so before you get a full response from them. But only 2 weeks later, you do get a summons from Ezrin Shire back to the council chambers here. And
I imagine, like, every time we go back to the Ezrin Shire, like, he's just like, he's like in like a fancier and fancier position. And like, by the end of this adventure, we're going to go back and be like, my liege, Ezrin Shire, king of the planet.
You're off fighting some alien in a cave somewhere, and he's Emperor Ezrin of the Shire. A few weeks later, you guys get word from Ezrin Shire that a Vesk battle cruiser has parked in orbit around New Galarion. Guys,
what's the name of the battle cruiser?
Oh, it's the Third Blade. The Sharpwing satellites picked up the Third Blade, this battle cruiser, an hour or so ago. They don't seem to have responded to calls, but you know, it's a big ship. They're just coming out of drift travel there. Probably over a month of rocketing. Yeah, but we did get a communication from Triumph, though, the colony funded by the Viscarium.
Ah, yes.
He plays a little message, and it's a colorful-looking Vesk.
Attention, New Galarian colonies. This is Envoy Neti Javier, the attaché to the ambassador of the Viscarium, Brigadier Assad. Please contact me with any and all meetings you would like to put on the Brigadier's schedule, and I will try to get to you in the order and magnitude that you reply and deserve in response. This is Envoy Javive out.
Well, that's exciting. Maybe we should send them an email.
Yeah, I don't know. Like a welcome basket? Do you think that would get their attention?
Yeah.
Let's send
a welcome basket full
some
of
cheese. What a Vesk eat?
Healing serums,
sausage.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Okay, we're gonna need the military might of the Viscarium. You know, with so much of the Pact World's fleet still being in repair or being rebuilt. Yeah, we're likely getting after your meeting with Envoy Adamake financial support from Absalom, but yeah, they're probably not gonna send enough ships to protect New Galarion, so
you need that muscle.
Yeah, like a fruit basket or some kind of gift basket. Maybe we can get a one-on-one with this brigadier and I don't know, you can work your magic that you did. Your diplomacy magic.
Yeah, what if we make like a Demora Tosh dining, what if we send like a fancy custom Demora Tosh dining set?
Yeah, what about a cake that looks like Demora Tosh?
Oh,
and then they cut into it, they're like, oh, it's the cake. We thought it was a real god.
God or cake?
Is it a god or a cake? Who knows?
I don't know if that's highly offensive or not, but maybe.
Fealty or fondant?
I'm not sure how they feel about iconography, but
I don't know much about this Brigadier Assad, but it seems like from what I've gathered, he might be able to grease the wheels and get an entire fleet sent out here to protect our planet.
Lovely. Great.
Do you guys know anything about this Brigadier Assad?
Only that he's a lovely man.
I heard something about this Brigadier Assad.
Really? You, Jamfram?
Yeah, somebody told me. A little bird told me something about him.
What is one specific thing that little bird told you?
Oh, well, okay, here we go. She was like, all right, so her family was squished.
Oh, no.
Yeah, squished by him, probably, or was somebody like him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It was a squishing. Unjustified squishing, by the way. It's not real.
I don't even like justified squishings.
I know, right? I mean, so it was pretty tough stuff. Yeah, so rough stuff.
I'm against squishings in all, watch out for this situations.
Assad, that's a fun name. That's a fun name for somebody who did a bunch of war crimes. That's cool.
Esod. It was written years ago.
Assad.
That's just, oh boy, this is a This is an exciting book.
Oh.
Yeah, so I will poke Praetir in the back, and I'll be like, "That's the guy. That's the guy."
Yes, I'm aware that that's
the guy.
The guy. I will watch out for the guy.
That's the. If he asks if it's cool if he like bombs your cities and stuff, tell him no. Tell him it's not cool. Tell him we don't want that.
Or should we consider certain like, parts of the city?
What about like a little bit of bombing?
Tell him yeah. No. Just don't let him do it.
Just no. Just no.
He's gonna do too much. He's gonna do way more.
When's the last time the Willowents have done anything for us though? They're like whole farm. I don't know. Just that's let them bomb. The,
yeah. I mean, there's that. But who are the Willowents?
All right, so just the Willowents.
They're the farm people.
Oh, I see them. Yeah, there's pictures of them here. Yeah, there's.
Yeah, I mean,
the whole family. One of them's dead.
They lost dad. Yeah, they lost dad.
Yeah. Well, they can have him. They can bomb him.
Just bomb dad's gravesite.
His memorial tree that was planted.
Yeah. Drop him out of an airplane if he feels like fun, or like they can do whatever war crimes they want to with our dead people. So,
except for our Primarch. I need the coordinates for
Dorland and Willowland's Primarch. Even if he's undead.
Right. So you guys send in a gift basket to
gift basket seems like
to triumph.
I bet this guy. Yeah. I bet Assad loves gifts baskets.
Loves gift baskets. And maybe just a doshko in the shape of cake. There we go.
Yeah. Dosh cake.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. Oh man. Yeah, you hear back immediately from the envoy.
Oh, hello. It is nice to hear from you, Viridian Colony. It is me, Netanyi Javav. It is a pleasure to converse with you.
Take it. Netanyahu's in this too? That's fun.
No, it's Netanyi Javav.
That's not Netanyahu at all.
Do not draw any similarities to current things.
Boy, this battleship is all good news, huh?
Our warlike people are squinching with bombs.
Anyway, here's my best friend and advisor, Vababir Bootin. Anyway, we're replacing your entire government with this guy, Fonald Bump.
Oh boy.
Enjoy that. Good luck, everybody.
That's the most I've laughed at Netanyahu in a long time.
Netanyi Javav. It is a pleasure to converse with you all. I take it you're seeking counsel with the Brigadier on these pesky Draelic ships hounding your airspace.
Yes, it is a pleasure to converse with you as well, and you are correct. We are looking for assistance with our flying cultist issue.
Have you tried bombing their schools and hospitals? I'm so sorry.
God.
Not cool.
We're mostly out of bombing technology here in Viridian.
Oh. Well, that is where we go to first here in the Viscarium. Brigadier Assad has been very unhappy with the very long journey to get here to New Galerion, and I am sorry to say he has taken an immediate vacation sabbatical to hunt large game in your planet's northern polar region. So he will likely be out on his hunt for the better part of the next fortnight. He took a big old gallon of slurp juice, and he's gonna be fortnighting it up for a while.
Isn't don't we have a connection up there?
Santa?
Yeah. Yeah, the one guy who literally had like all the stuff in the dome.
Are you talking to me, Netanyi Javav?
I'm not talking to you, Netanyi Javav. I'm talking to Patrick.
Sorry.
wait, we gotta mute this call. Mute.
Yeah, pause. So,
you're talking to Patrick. Yeah, yes, that is where you met the old mystical magical hermit.
I don't know. I guess we could offer to. We've been up there, so we kind of know the area.
Well, it might be a hard first impression, but Edrin Shire has explained that you have explored the region before. Yes, it is possible that you can meet up with the Brigadier and perhaps you can ensure he doesn't get lost. Looking at our starship's weather telemetry, it seems like a large snowstorm is rolling in on his last known location. So I'm a little worried that Assad, while a cold weather enthusiast, might get buried under an ice sheet or something.
Yeah, we know a few tricks up there, and we also know where you can hunt ice crabs, which are very I think he would like.
It's good sport.
They're good sport. They're good food. Yeah, we will head that way.
He likes to kill anything with a very large head that can be mounted on a plaque.
But we can supply that.
Well, we got heads.
Yeah. So
does he like father heads?
Stop offering the corpse of the Willowanth clan.
It's the only cards we got, Patrick. It's the only cards we got.
Who's the biggest individual in this colony?
All right, two core hard hoof.
He's got a bunch of horns. He probably look good on mounted on a wall.
Yeah. Wait a minute. This is just a guy. No, I can't mount him.
If we cast like polymorph on Veach and then cut his head off, that's just a big dinosaur head.
There are plenty of people that mount guys, Jabert. It's totally cool.
Yeah, well, I thought about that as soon as I said it, and I was like,
"Who would mount just a dude?
Who would mount just any dude, you know, big and muscly like that, and you know, with all those rippling?" Who would?
Although we better get on the ship before this gets away from us.
Tukor Hardhoof is so horny. Who would mount him? So many horns. Yeah, so setting the Peridot Peregrine down later that day or early the next day, the Arctic tundra. Once more, you are in a snowstorm. A lot of trouble here. Miles, you want to make me a computer or piloting check to kind of triangulate the last known location of the Brigadier's shuttle?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's 35.
It's almost a natural 20, but 35 is more than enough. And yeah, you are able to find his shuttle. And why don't you make me a perception or a survival check? Maybe looking through the area as you enact your wintry protective armor protections and step out into the cold.
Anyone? Yeah.
Anyone can do perception or survival. You want to follow tracks or take a lookout, see if you see anything. You've been in this area before. Probably don't need anyone else because Rebecca rolling them rocks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good job, Rebecca.
Having been in these snowstorms before, you take a look out and can see some features in the distance and walking towards them. Maybe you see some depressions that could be someone having walked through here the day before. But you come to what look like a series of rocky outcroppings where you know perhaps some other creatures have nested before in the region. And you see what looks like a green and blue light kind of sticking out of the snow. And as you get closer, you see this is looks like a holographic banner. Is it called a Sashimono?
Holographic Sashimono? Yeah.
Sticking out of the snow near the mouth of a cave. What would you guys like to do?
Do we recognize the hologram or the symbol?
It's just a portion of it, but you do see what looks like perhaps a lettering on there.
I bet that is, he's left that as a signal that this is where he's camped out. Maybe he's been snowed in. Let's go take a look.
Yeah, we wouldn't want other people to find him, so let's take part of the holographic Sashimono as well. So,
yeah, it's just for us. I mean, we're not trying to share.
We could mount this in Viridian.
The
mounter becomes the mountee.
We put it in my bedroom. It looks cool. It's gonna cast a cool light on the wall.
As you get closer to the cave opening, there's a chattering sound that sounds like it is echoing off of the very snowstorm itself. Just our, you guys know what a giraffe sounds like?
Wah, wah. Right? That
at night, their sound is pretty scary. It's like it sounds like a horror movie kind of creature.
Patrick, we're gonna need you.
What's up?
No, you. I was saying you're gonna need. It sounded like you were about to not do the voice or not do the noise, but then you did. But I was talking over you, so let's get a clean version of this.
It's like super bassy. Like I can't even go that deep. It's what you would think like a hippopotamus would make, but it's a giraffe. It's like the opposite of a hippopotamus.
All right, let's get the best approximation.
Pretty good.
But like even bassier than that, and just reverberating through the hills here, as you see a number of creatures, large, most cat-like creatures, stepping out of the cave, out of the snow. Let me show you a little bit of what they look like. Shoop. You can recognize these as horned bellowers, native creatures to New Galarion, and three of them step forward out of the cave, and they're bellowing. Sounds a little bit like to be continued. But yeah, we will see if you can save Brigadier Sod's life next week, everyone. That's gonna do it for this episode. There.
Maybe if we save his life, he can come back to Moscow with us.
It was written in 2021, guys. It's written so long ago.
That doesn't stop it from being prophetic.
We still haven't ended the episode. Let's end the episode.
I mean, goodbye.
Well, thank you guys for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Normally it's like, hey, thanks for taking my mind off of the real life with this fun Starfinder adventure. I didn't realize I was going to turn the 30% taxation into tariffs, but yes.
You got peanut butter in my Starfinder. You got chocolate on my real life politics.
More like you got poo-poo in my Nutella and I can't tell the difference. It's the same color. Yeah, thank you for playing with me, and we will catch you on next week's Cosmic Crate.
Farewell.
Good night. Hey.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.